Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Anyway, podcast back for another episode. Frankie C is here.
What's happening?
Big dog in the house.
Roger.
We're going to need you because I think World War III might be starting.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe. We'll see.
All right. Got my canned food.
That's all you can do is get that canned food together. OJ Simpson, did he bang Kris Jenner? He's also dead now.
Oh, right.
In case you missed that. And we got a Wheel of Fortune controversy like I've never seen before in my life.
Is it a crazy puzzle that someone messes up? Because that's fun.
Kind of.
Cool.
Blind top five coming up on this episode. All that and more. Oh my goodness, kids, strap in because we got ourselves a podcast. It's the most shadow banned podcast on the internet. That's new. That's our new slogan, Frank, that I came up with.
That's do we want to go brag on that?
No, no, I really don't, but somebody has to say it, you know.
Right.
You call out the shadow ban. Is it a shadow ban? I'm not entirely sure.
Are we? So what happens? We're not reaching in enough people.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, maybe we need people to share the episodes.
That's why he is who he is and is sitting in the seat.
So anybody watching, listening, if you can, maybe, hey, you might like this podcast. I don't know. Share it. On your social meds.
Nice. Oh, social meds. I like that. I'm going to start using that.
I got it from Bob's Burgers, but yeah.
Okay. Iran woke up this morning. Got myself a gun. No, yeah. I woke up this morning to the news of, hey, Iran might attack Israel today. And then Chris Ray kind of said, is putting it out up there. We've been talking about it for a little while, right? Because it's been a couple of days where everybody's been like, hey, just be careful because there might be a terrorist attack in the U.S., right? We had that last week. They were saying crowded areas, just be aware. The FBI was going off, and then Chris Ray this morning says it looks like Iran is going to be readying an attack against Israel. And then this afternoon, of course, I'm talking all U.S. time here. This afternoon, President Biden had a press conference, and they asked him if he thought that Iran was going to attack Israel, and he said sooner than later. And then they asked him if he had any words for Iran, and he said don't.
There you go.
I have to say, I kind of like a leader that goes, don't. I like that one word, like, don't, you know?
It's hard to, you know, to be ambiguous with the word don't. It's just
yeah. Don't. Yeah. I mean, it's the most presidential way of saying fuck around and find out, you know, which right. I prefer them to say, but not my presidents. You know, I like my presidents to be just a little above it. Just be a little above it.
Right.
You know,
some dignity.
Thank you. Very, yes. Well said. And
JSP wants to know how I can find more episodes. Click on it. Well, it depends. You're on Twitter. So you go to AnthonyOnAir.com. Got them all there. They're all on the different social medias. You got YouTube, Facebook, Twitch. Yeah. What are the other ones? A bunch of other ones. Just look for Anthony on Air and you should be hooked up.
Frank the Tank is killing it tonight. Yeah, we're on Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, most places where you could watch the podcast, as well as X. But they don't. X doesn't really kind of hold on to our episodes as well as like YouTube or Spotify does. It's like so much cleaner to search old episodes and look at old shows and things.
Right.
So yeah, JSP, welcome on board. Yes. Check
no,
out.
No, I have not. I have not seen Fallout. I want to see Fallout though. DJ,
what's Shad. Fallout? A movie?
It's on Netflix. I think it's a. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's a series. Like it's a post, you know, apocalyptic kind of a thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a movie about the pre-apocalyptic world.
That's every other movie. If it's not post-apocalyptic, it's pre-apocalyptic.
Damn.
How about apocalypse? Just middle of apocalypse. Mid-apocalyptic.
How about pre-post-apocalyptic? As the apocalypse is happening.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You have to be your bull.
So Iran, huh?
So Iran. And so that's basically that. And everybody's scrambling. It's funny, speaking of X, JSP, you go on X right now, and it feels like the world is about to end in 5 minutes. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but it certainly feels like...
That's a lot of gaslighting.
In recent time... I'm trying to think of, you know, outside of the Iraq war, I'm trying to think of a time where we've kind of been pulled to the brink where we are scrambling. I mean, they're scrambling military assets, the United States of America. They're moving some shit around. They're moving those chess pieces around right now, just in case. And I don't really know, you know, it's funny. You look at this conflict, Frank, and I, you know, as podcasters, we read and research and watch videos and do all this stuff. Nobody really ever thought Iran had the capability of doing anything. I mean, they didn't have a lot of.
Well, we knew that they were working on. They had the. There was the what's it called? The nuclear deal that was in place.
Correct.
And then a former president who shall remain nameless. Got rid of that. You could take a guess who that was.
Correct.
And now, I guess they're all, wheels are coming off now. So who the hell knows what they're doing?
Yeah, well, there's been a long history of this, right? Wasn't there a payment from Obama's administration too, where they got a boatload of money? Which the whole thing is a big knot, I guess, like anything else, really, right? Mm-hmm. So there was all that kind of stuff. But I don't think a lot of people had a ton of faith in Iran's ability to build a nuclear weapon. Yes, you always want to make sure that we're stopping countries from doing that. So that was definitely a thing. But to wage warfare in this day and age is very expensive and requires a lot of equipment and all kinds of just, you know, planning and precision. And I don't think a lot of countries these days could really pull off like a war.
Well, it depends who they're up against.
It depends on who they're up against, right? Like our military prowess is massive, and we just got bombs and planes and aircraft carriers, and we just got it all laying around waiting, you know.
Plus we're strategically, we're in a good, you know, we've got the oceans on either side of us. We're not touching, you know, sharing borders with countries that might want to mess with us, like, you know, in a serious way.
Right, right. It's not like Europe or the Middle East or, you know, it's not like 4,000. We got Canada and Mexico and a bunch of other countries behind, underneath Mexico.
Right.
Not really much to worry about, you know. But yeah, there's, you know, I mean, China, I mean, like you look at, like people are like, oh, Russia's back in Iran. And I'm like, Russia can't even take the Ukraine. I you know, outside of like our worry with Russia is they're just going to launch some missiles, which would be bad. It would be bad. But when you think about what it takes to pull off a year, 2 year, 3 year military campaign, I don't see a lot of countries really being able to pull that off and execute that well. You know, like if Iran and Israel got into a conflict, I believe Israel has missiles and an air force, and you know, they have the elements necessary to do something like that. It's, but they have to have for their defense.
Well, you and I don't know what Iran has. I'm sure they, you know, who the hell knows what they what they've got and who's backing them and you know, supporting them.
But I have to believe that if they were building such elements together, we would have kept a really close eye on it and stepped in and tried to stop it or whatever the case may be. So anyway, here we are with they feel that some sort of an attack. And listen, do I think that Iran can attack Israel? Yeah, I think they could send a couple of missiles over there and do some damage and bomb some cities. That wouldn't be good. But I also know that they're intelligent people, despite the fact that they base all their hatred on religion. And it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. I'd rather just everybody be nicer to each other than follow made up rules, to be honest. But, you know, I don't understand. Everybody knows any sort of aggression towards Israel, you're just baiting the United States to get involved. And if you want to start World War III, you can. But I don't know if that's going to go well for anybody, not to sound like a stupid, naive American, but let's be honest. I mean, you know, I really don't know many countries that could match us in military prowess, you know?
It wouldn't be easy for that country. It would be, if we, you know, God forbid, if we got pulled into something like that. Yeah, the other, whoever's against us, it's not going to be good for them.
And Paul brings up a good point here, the Iron Dome. You ever seen the Iron Dome? It's like this crazy anti-missile system that, like, you know, there's some video out there, like, where, like, they just, like, launch missiles and it's just blowing shit up. And it almost looks like a dome. It kind of, you know, that's why they call it the Iron Dome, you know? So it kind of feels all very silly. But on the other hand, I don't know if the United States would scramble military assets unless it would look, we can't take a chance, right? It's the kind of thing where even I feel like our officials are thinking they're really not going to do this, but you can't get caught with your pants around your ankles. You got to get over there and just make
I'm sure they're watching very closely what's going on over there.
Yeah.
And they've got, I'm guessing, just I'm literally basing this on movies, you know, satellites. I'm sure they have people on the inside that are feeding us in spot. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure we've got eyes on everything.
But it's what's crazy too is that what's the Hamas? Hamas is backed by Iran, and that attack that happened back in what was it, October?
Yeah,
I think it was. Obviously wasn't good, which has kind of started this whole conflict. But it's bizarre to see the progression from October to now and why all this is happening. Like, I always wonder, why is this happening on April 12th? Like, what drew, you know.
What was the straw, the final straw?
Yeah, because what you want to avoid is, you want to avoid Iran getting involved, first of all. You want this to be, in an ideal world, even though Iran is backing Hamas, you want this to be a conflict between a terrorist group and a nation. It's easier to manage than if you have Iran getting involved and then Russia saying, oh, well, we're going to back Iran. And then China saying, oh, well, we're going to back Russia and Iran.
Once you have that, that's a problem. But, you know, we're back in Ukraine. We're not, you know, sucked into the war physically yet. I don't know, but we are helping in a way. So, you know, I feel like whenever countries go to war, there's always sides that people, you know, that people choose up sides, whatever countries are allies. And, Iran, I don't see having the upper hand on this. But
it's a strange thing. Have you ever seen in Iran, they have this... what is it, Palestinian Square or something, or Palestine Square? I don't know, something. They put up a clock, it's like a clock. I mean, it's like signs, but essentially they started a clock to the end of Israel. Have you seen any of this stuff? Like, no. It's like crazy. It's like by 2040, there's going to be no Israel. It's kind of bizarre shit to be saying, you know? I mean, yeah. And if they... like, what do you make of that when a country just goes, hey, everybody, we put up a sign. Take a look at our sign. By 2040, that place over there is going to be gone.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. That's like, you know.
What do you make? Because on the one hand, you got to go, do you need that much time to do something? Like, if you say you're like, if I go, Frank, I'm going to kill you in 2040, wouldn't you be like, what's
no, if you said by 2040,
I guess different. So yeah, I guess so.
It could be any time between now and then. That would then we'd have an issue.
But you would think, you would, right, but you would think I'm crazy. You would think, well, either do it or don't.
Yeah, but I'm sure whatever they're thinking takes some kind of time, and what they're trying to do systematically, you know, demolish everything, well, yeah, infrastructure and everything that they, which is fucked up. So this is, who has this clock? Iran has this?
Iran. It's an Iran. Yeah. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. Man. Ever since the revolution in 79 there, it's been just religious nuttiness. It really, I hate to boil it down by that, because it's not like we haven't had religious nuttiness in the past, crusades, you know? I mean, it's just, it has nobody learned that it just leads to the most stupid shit?
I get it, but, you know, what I don't get is one side says this is our land, the other side says this is our land. Why can't they both live there? Like, I don't understand why that's not the solution.
Like, this land is your land, this land is my land kind of deal?
Kind of, yeah. Why can't it be like, all right, you could live here too, and we'll live here. It's like, we both call it whatever we want, and, you know, if it's my holy land or if it's your holy land, you call it that, I'll call it this, and we'll just live next door. What's the problem?
Yeah, we got to get more Willie Guthrie out there. Maybe some more Willie Guthrie tracks or some records.
You could have just solved everything right there.
Drop them in the region. Be like, well, why don't you guys check out folk? Maybe you just need folk. You know, let's get some Willie Guthrie. Let's get some old Willie Nelson going. Maybe we can figure something out, you know?
Just get some, yeah, just lighten it up over there.
A little bit. A little bit. But I have to tell you, I am fascinated by a blind arrogance that, you know, it's similar to, you know, it's similar to Hitler of like, oh, I know what the world needs. We need this. And, right. And then people get behind it and you're like, how does, just leave everybody the fuck alone, not become the option. I don't understand it, but here we go. Here's another country that's like, I know we got to get rid of Israel. They're the problem. You know,
I understand what the threat, like, what's the threat to you? why is Iran going, oh, Israel's the problem, we got to get rid of, like, what are you worried about?
Well, it's Jewish people in general, you know, which,
leave them alone.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Everybody's just living. That's a cliche. Live in peace. Why can't we all just get along?
No, but be honest. Did you ever really get the Jewish hatred? Like,
no, I don't understand. What's the problem?
Like, they're no more aggravating to me than any other race, religion, background, state people are from. If you're not me, you're kind of bothering me, you know, equally. There's nobody that kind of stands out in that crowd of, right, piss, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get it.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I don't understand all the anti-Semitism and the crap that's out there like that. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's so just
like, I get the anti-American sentiment that I could understand because we're pretty big. We're the big boys on the block.
So? I mean, are you my anti? Point is,
there's not even a lot of Jewish people in the world. They're not even like,
there's not a lot. No.
Like, I could understand people going, oh, you know, India and their billion people, that might be an issue. Like, all right, they're big. I get it. You're worried that maybe they're going to take you over or something. But I forget how many. Hold on a second.
It's like 15 million or something.
It's an embarrassingly low. Hold on. How many Jewish people are there in the world? Let's go with 2024. We want up-to-date numbers, Frankie. See, 14.7 million. There's more fucking people in New York right now than there are Jewish people in the world. You can't tell me this small portion of people is driving everybody crazy.
It's nuts. I don't understand the hatred. I do not get it.
I understand the conflict over the land. That is just land conflict. That is just people disagreeing. But the vast like, oh, we got to get rid of the Jewish people is something that I don't understand and I will never understand.
It's stupid. It makes no sense.
And even then, just fucking split the goddamn thing. Pick a side and go live your life. Because
both live there. You don't even have to split it. Just both live in the same area. What's the problem? You share a block with whoever, and what does it matter?
If my wife can share a bed with me, we could share a fucking, we could share land.
Anything
is possible is right. God. Anything is possible. Doesn't it aggravate you, though, like the older you get? Like when you think about the amount of bullshit on, and listen, let's be honest. You and I have relatively wonderful lives, right? But the amount of aggravating shit on a daily basis, could you imagine throwing a war on top of that? Like I can't even imagine that.
No, it's so out of our norm. It doesn't register as something that, like, it doesn't register as something that's possible in our, but God forbid, you know, but.
Especially this day and age of the internet. All right, follow me on this logic. Follow me on this logic. Here are the sides.
Yeah.
Here's the middle. Okay. On this side, we have war, right? Let's go kill those other people because they're a problem. And on this side, we have, I live in the Maldives and I look at beautiful sunsets all the time. It's fucking 78 degrees always. It's crystal clear water. I eat fresh fish every day of my life. Mm. You know what I mean? Right? Okay. There's the two sides. I feel like here we are in New York. How many times do you go, why don't I go to a tropical island and live there? And
yeah, just... right? Because you were born here or there hereabouts, and
right,
it's hard to, you know, if you had no connections here, that'd be different. You
know, I barely family, I can't friends. Get anybody to go to the movies with me. I don't think I have any connections here anymore.
Try to get us to go to with the to the movies with you if you live in the Maldives.
if I said hey guys, come on over to my hut, the sunset's gonna be gorgeous, would you come
if I lived a few huts away? Yeah, I'd go. I'd go visit your hut.
I don't think you would. I think you would come up with some excuse. I think you'd be like, oh, the bridge is down. I can't fucking.
Yeah, it's high tide. I can't get to you.
I got a flat on my bike. They're riding bicycles over there everywhere. That's, I don't know. Nice. They're having a time of their life.
That's nice.
My point is.
Yeah, how'd we get to that?
In New York, I could look at the Maldives. I could look at the Caribbean. I could look at these beautiful places and go, I should be, because I'm aware of them. I know they exist. Look, in World War II era, maybe it wasn't in everybody's face. We knew there was tropical islands and gorgeous places, but it wasn't like the internet. Like I could turn on a YouTube right now and watch how gorgeous it is to live somewhere else,
right,
from now until I fall down, you know? Everybody has that now. How could you be like, we got to fucking get these guys out of here? Like, I don't understand how video of the Maldives can exist and the attitude of we gotta fucking kill those guys could also exist. I would just be thinking, how do I get on a beach and fucking hang out and relax?
Yeah, well, you're that's your mindset.
Is that it? Like, because I'm just thinking, I would love a tequila and some fucking fish tacos on the beach right now.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Does not everybody think that way? Because I feel like they should.
I think they do, and then they go, these fucking people, I don't know, man. And then they have problems. I don't understand it, but it's one of those, like, I guess religion obviously is part of it, and just people's mindsets and everything. It's different lives, different lifestyles over there, different ways of living, different traditions. It's not the way, you know, we live, and, you know, everybody lives in different headset, you know, headspaces in different places. That's what it is.
All right. Now, this person may or may not be an Iranian spy. I'm not entirely sure. Jay Sams has joined us, Frank. So
she was in the chat for a while.
Oh, shit.
Jay Sams, who?
Because I'll be honest with you, that little accent she does about her dad is very accurate, and I don't know where it's from. So I can't be entirely sure what's, you know.
Right.
It's very practiced. She's been doing that for a while.
I don't know if you know this, but whenever me and J-Sab's dad get in the same room together, I keep him in front of me at all times. I never go back. I never put my back to him ever.
You, hands, please, out of your pockets.
Who's the one in this group right now who has a great uncle who was an actual double spy? Ding, ding. What? Don't you remember this story?
Well, you just blew his cover.
Hang on.
He's dead, so it doesn't count. Oh. It doesn't matter.
Okay. My uncle knows every glory hole in New York City. Does that count? Because
you might have me beat.
That's good information.
I mean, technically, he had to do a lot of spying to get that sort of map put together.
That's
spying and
stuff.
Crying, probably.
Crying.
Yeah, that's true. J-Sabs is J-Sabs. Not to take our attention off of Iran, because you got to keep one eye. This is what we're gonna do. And one eye on you, Iran. You know what I'm saying? Keeping.
You can't spell Iran without one eye.
I like that. Let's get that on the t-shirt.
Right.
Did you see Jose Monkey?
What?
Janine?
Who?
I put...
No.
Nobody looks at your TikToks. I'm sorry.
I put it in the podcast.
Well, when
chat.
Did you send it? When did you send it?
I don't know. But there's this guy on TikTok and YouTube too. He's everywhere. I've only seen him on TikTok. A little tip for everybody. This is not necessarily an AOA Flicks Picks, but if you have a chance, go check out Jose Monkey. This guy is brilliant. He created a whole game where people just send him videos. And they're like selfie videos and they're like, Jose Monkey, can you find, where am I? And then they turn the camera around. All you have to do is give Jose Monkey a 360 of where you are. And this fucking guy finds everybody. And not only does he find them.
Oh, yes, I did see this.
I heard of this guy. I didn't know his name was Jose Monkey, but I heard of this guy. He gets you down to like the coordinates.
Yeah. And then he tells you how long it took him to find you. How he found you and how close you were to the last person he found in that area. This guy's crazy. He's out of his mind.
I just looked through. Is it on Discord? Is that where you sent it?
No, I know. I thought I sent it in TikTok, but I don't know.
What do you mean TikTok?
Maybe I've met my match.
I mean on the Trump, Trump. On the, see, you got me all crazy. On the text thread for the show. Podcast text thread.
What, on Monday?
I don't know when it was relatively soon.
I can't.
Because it was right around the time where, like, Janine was like, oh, I love the spy stuff and the detective stuff. I'm like, oh, she'll enjoy this. But now I'm realizing I can't get anybody to go to the movie with me. I can't even get people to open up my fucking text messages either.
I didn't see it. I don't know if you'd sent it. Maybe you didn't send it. Because I just looked. I couldn't find it. Send it again. I'll watch it.
I'm not falling for this. Yeah, hold the football. I'll kick it.
No, I keep sending it.
So anyway, Janine, did you see Jose Monkey?
Yes, I did.
You like that kind of shit?
I do, and I think I've met my match. That's what I said. Because
he's good, right?
He is really good.
Why? You can spot where people are?
People call me a detective for a reason, Frank.
Okay.
She lives for this kind of shit, like the spying and yeah.
Cool.
So yeah. Yeah. I forgot what I was gonna say. Completely. Shit.
All right, we'll wait for it. We'll come back around.
Nope. So that's Iran now.
Did you have a thought on Iran? Did you want to weigh in? You are our international diplomacy correspondent.
I sent this last week to people in the group chat, but no one responded. So, yeah.
Send what?
Oh, that's right. She did. She sent a thing that about, I forget what it was exactly. They were moving troops or the attack, the terrorist
stuff.
Yeah,
how they were like, yeah, something's going to happen, right? So.
I got you.
But here's the thing. It was overshadowed by the earthquake last week. So that's really why you didn't really hear too much about it.
Plus, we don't read each other's texts or anything.
Right.
Also that. Yeah.
Nobody
also
cares
that.
Anymore.
Yeah. Right, so
OJ Simpson.
Yeah. Well, just to put a bow on the Iran thing, you'll keep an eye. I mean, they say tonight, tomorrow morning. I mean, I think if something hasn't happened by Saturday, it'll be a wash. Yeah.
Was there an update? Because I was not on the grid today. I was off the grid.
Yeah, the update was that they asked Biden. Well, Chris Ray this morning said we think an attack is imminent.
And oh, really? Okay.
They asked Biden during a press conference, like, do you think Iran is going to attack Israel? And he said sooner than later. And then he said they asked him if he had any advice or he had anything to say to Iran, and he said don't. So that's it.
Oh,
but we are scrambling military assets. We're taking assets in that region and we're moving them around in preparation for this this attack. Well, because in the other part of this, we haven't really touched on this because it's a bit more serious. But you know, they say they're going to attack American targets because we have bases and things like that in the region and shit. And you know, again, like I said, you go on Twitter and everybody's like, well, Turkey's not going to let us use airspace and this one and that one. There's all sorts of crazy shit going on right now. But, you know, again, back to my point earlier, if you attack Israel, you're basically thumbing your nose up at the United States of America.
Right. That I actually knew. Wow. Look at that. Well, me being the international correspondent.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, which is bad, which again I don't understand why anybody would be baiting us, but isn't that in the movies, isn't that always what the big power says before they get pulled into the surprise attacked and get pulled into the conflict? I mean, you know, and again, in real life, it's not like we haven't seen this shit before with Pearl Harbor, you know, I mean, that's you know, right. I don't know.
Well, at least we're on guard, I guess the best way to, everybody's kind of on guard. It's not, that's the best way we can look at it. And we're ready to defend if we need to.
We'll see.
Let's talk about OJ Simpson possibly banging Kim Kardashian. Sorry, Kris Jenner.
I feel like this was a while ago. Like,
yeah.
Went over this.
And he's rumored to be Khloe's father. Like, that's the thing.
But this was a rumor a while ago, and they addressed this, and they said, no, it's not true. That's ridiculous, all that. So I don't know. I feel like this was addressed, and there's no way really, except if they do some kind of DNA thing, but they're not going to do that.
Except I have some new information for you on this.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, when he died, to this rumor's point, everybody gave condolences to Khloe Kardashian for losing her father. Did you see that?
Ooh.
When did he die? Wednesday or Thursday? This whole
Thursday.
Fucking week has been a blend. It was yesterday? So yesterday. Yep. Yep. We're talking about it like it wasn't yesterday.
I feel like a lot's happened.
Yeah,
you're
so
right,
when
this weekend
died,
has been a blur.
When he died yesterday, everybody was on X tweeting at her like, sorry, you lost your dad. How could you not laugh at the internet? Come on.
Right.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. So the reason why this is a story again is because Norman Pardo, who is OJ's former manager, said that OJ told him back in the 90s he nailed Kris Jenner in the hot tub. In the hot tub. OJ gives no fucks. Can I just say he's willing to kill people? Then he's banging the wife of his best friend and lawyer who gets him out of trouble. Like, this guy.
So now we're believing OJ?
I would. I think he definitely had sex with her. There was no doubt in my mind that he did.
How do you know? You don't know.
I just have a feeling. And let me tell you something. When I have a, when Janine has a feeling about something, it 99% of the time comes true.
99%, that's pretty good.
I'm pretty good. I have a sixth sense about myself.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
But if we're taking the word of OJ Simpson telling some guy, and now we're going to believe that, I need, there's no, you know, that there's holes all over this story.
Do you want to hear what he said?
What OJ said to this guy?
Yeah.
All right.
OJ
allegedly.
This is what Norman Pardo is saying. Okay. OJ stood up, pulled his shorts down, and said, her eyes bugged out of her head, and I fucked that bee until I broke her.
Jeez. Good Lord.
Now, having been a man and dealt with men, that feels like a lie. But that being said, I'm with Janine in, I just feel like they're in California. It's hot. He's a celebrity.
You're setting a stage here. This is all the information we have. And it's, you're taking the word of O.J. Simpson from 30, however many years ago, 20-something years ago, from a guy named Pardo that nobody knows who the hell, who is that?
Norman Pardo was his former manager, was his manager.
His manager, okay. We don't know this guy from anybody, and we're supposed to believe that the OJ, not convicted, but an alleged murderer, said, you know, I just have a hard time believing most of this.
He was a big time. So, I mean, at one time in this planet, this guy could do whatever he wanted, even kill somebody and get away with it.
It's kind of true.
Can I ask you a question? Why do you think he got away with it? Like,
because his defense attorneys quite brilliantly made it all about race at a time when that was a very hot button issue. I mean, more so than now, I feel. It was a big hot button issue in 94.
The glove did not fit, so you must.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like they put enough reasonable doubt in people's minds.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
That they did it. They quit it. They, you know.
I don't know, man. It's
dude had fucking 9 lawyers working. I mean, he had an army of lawyers pulling out all of the stops.
I feel like there was so much evidence, but it's so they never. There's, I don't know. I can't go down this rabbit hole again. I can't because there's so much. There's so much to it. There's movies about it. There's TV shows about it.
Tons.
We could go down. We could talk about this for days.
I will say this. The most interesting conspiracy theory that he didn't kill her I ever heard was that his son found his mother banging Goldman
That's one of the more believable ones that the son
found it, got mad, killed the both of them, and then OJ
helped him cover it up.
Helped him cover it up. That's the only thing you could right. Just like exactly what Frank is doing right now. You just go, okay, I could. That's, I guess that's possible.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that during that time that it doesn't make sense. If you look at the son's alibi, and they didn't question him. And where he was that night, and his timesheet was written in pencil, and it was, but the machine was working, you know, his time card, you know, there's a lot of holes in it, in the defense of the son, but they never really questioned him. Mm. It's just a weird, weird thing. Chances are it was OJ, you know, I'm sure, but there is this small, albeit very small chance.
Because, like, let's be honest.
It's just a theory.
Who else could it be besides him who would have such animosity towards his Nicole?
Yeah.
And what's his face? The other guy.
Ron,
you know?
Goldman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, in all likelihood, the simplest explanation is it was him, and that's that.
Wait, was she, just... she was cheating on him with him, or that was just her boyfriend?
They were separated, I think.
They were separated.
Were they divorced? Right. I don't, they may have even been divorced at the time. I don't know, but they were definitely separated.
Yeah, no, I'm sure, you know, they were. I think they were together for like a year or something like that. I don't remember the exact timeline. But, yeah, it was in all likelihood, it's him. But I wonder if this is something we'll ever, you know, be like definitive. There was a rumor that OJ confessed on his deathbed, and that was just like an internet rumor. Nobody, that really wasn't a thing. So
I sent that to everybody in the chat. It was a,
you got me, by the way.
But then I know,
you click on it and you get wood.
Yeah, you got me.
But that one you opened.
That one I opened. It was interesting. The other one I don't even know what the hell. Give me a topic sentence, and I'll, you know. But you know, it, you don't know. Who the hell knows? I wish. One day, that would be cool, you know, if we had a definitive, this is the answer.
If he definitely, like, if
I'm sure that's what it
did
is.
It or not.
Yeah, I'm sure. that's who did it. You know, that seems to be.
Well, the classy thing to do would have been to leave it in a will, or, you know, put it in something that comes out after you die. But even then, I bet you his kids or something would kill it, would squash it.
Right.
And he's probably hiding it from his kids to begin with anyway. He don't want his kids to know that he fucking killed their mother. That's brutal.
They didn't say what kind of cancer he had, right? He never said it, did he?
I think it was prostate. I'm not sure, though.
I don't know. I don't know.
Don't know.
It was kind of totally random that it happened that way, though. It just like on a random Thursday. It's like, oh, boop, OJ's dead. Like, you know, it's funny. You think you would hear like, oh, hey, OJ's in the hospital and not doing well. Or we see a lot of hospice vehicles coming in and out of OJ's house and that kind of shit. That stuff does not. It's kind of fascinating that it doesn't leak out. Let me give you another one. And before we get to Wheel of Fortune, I'm going to put this in the Ant cares about this greatly, but probably nobody else does. This is a hockey thing. The Arizona Coyotes, it's a hockey team. They've been.
Yep. You lost me already.
Okay. They've had trouble in Arizona for the longest time. So when they moved to Arizona from Quebec to become the Arizona Coyotes in the 90s, they moved to Phoenix. And then it wasn't really working, so they moved to Glendale, Arizona, and that wasn't working. And then they're trying to get a new arena in Scottsdale, Arizona, it's been a nightmare, right? And then so the last in Glendale, the arena in Glendale, Arizona, who gives a fuck about that area? They go, we don't even want the Coyotes here anymore. Like, it's not working. Like, we're losing money. They would rather have no dates than 41 home dates. So they were like, you can get the fuck out. So the Coyotes had to leave, and they're playing out of a college hockey rink at the University of Arizona. That's where they are right now. Since before January, there's been a plan in place to move them to Salt Lake City, and nobody found out about it until yesterday. Like, it's a done deal, meaning that the owner of the Utah Jazz has had a bill go through the state legislature, and the governor hasn't signed it yet of Utah, but he's going to. He already said he would, that they're going to renovate the arena where the Utah Jazz play so that it can fit a hockey rink and everything. All this stuff has been going on, and not a single person leaked it. Isn't that kind of crazy? Like, in sports these days,
sounds like maybe only a few people knew about it.
But to get it through, the guy got it through a state legislature, got a governor to agree to it. You know, I mean, this guy has become the owner of the Utah Jazz has become best friends with the commissioner of the National Hockey League to make all this happen. And nobody knew. Oh, by the way, the owner of the Utah Jazz put a tweet out like 2 weeks ago, like, hey, if we got a hockey team, what would you guys want to call it? That he knew, because he knew that, and the NHL approved his tweet before he sent it out of like, say it this way. And that was the first inkling that everybody was kind of like, I guess they're going to get an expansion team, maybe. Nobody thought that they would be moving one team to the other. And so they're literally taking the team away from the owner.
Where did this come from? What are we talking about?
That people can keep things a secret. Like, you can have all this shit happening and nobody knows.
So you're saying it's possible the moon landing was faked?
Yes, exactly. By the way, there's a movie coming out all about that.
It's fiction, though, right? It's basically, we went to the moon, but if we couldn't get to the moon, here's what we would have done.
Right.
That kind of thing.
They hired the marketing expert they hired to get people to give a shit was like, we have to film something in case it doesn't work or whatever. And so that's where all like the conspiracy theories are coming from.
It's so weird, though, because I feel like, not to go off on a moon landing tangent here, but the effects that we had in the 60s, there's no way. I'm sorry. If you look at the absolute best movies from the 60s, the special effects were garbage, and you could see right through everything.
Yeah, well, they joke, though. They joke. She, in the trailer I watched, she jokes about they should have hired, what's his name?
Stanley Kubrick.
Who?
Stanley Kubrick.
Was it maybe Kubrick? I forget. It might have been. I don't know. Anyway, but that's who they rumor. That's who's rumored to be the person who actually did direct it.
Well, you know, all the things in The Shining that point to...
Right.
That he, you know, there's a whole conspiracy theory about Kubrick directing the moon landing.
It's true.
And there's like clues in The Shining.
here's a conspiracy. I rarely watch Wheel of Fortune. Like, rarely.
Uh-huh. And gravel walkway.
For some bizarre reason, I turn it on. Maybe it was Wednesday or Tuesday. I forget now. And I just wanted something to be on the TV because we were getting the kids ready for bed and everything. And so I just put on Wheel of Fortune. And this puzzle comes up. And so I go, I'm watching it, right? And I'm like, this poor lady, you know, you get R-S-T-L-N-E. It's the end. It's the end of the episode. She's got to do the bonus thing. She pulls the card.
There's only four letters that pop up for this one.
Right. So she goes and she says C-P-D-O, gets nothing. And the category is place. And then they reveal gravel walkway. And I turn to Cuddles and I go, that ain't a place.
That's a thing.
That's a thing. So I don't think anything of it. I'm like, I move on. And then I'm getting ready for the show and I'm looking at all like the things that are like trending. And this is like a huge, like people are losing their shit. There's articles, endless articles about how this is a thing and not a place. You agree?
What's a thing and not a place? Wait.
Gravel walkway.
Gravel walkway is a thing, not a place. Now, okay, if I said sidewalk, that's a thing as well, but and it's not a place, right? Or right. Driveway.
These are all things that can be places.
Yeah. Well, then if it can be a place, then it can be then it could go under place, no? I'm just playing devil's advocate. Yeah, no, I think it should have been under a thing.
Because I get why, but you're right. I get that's why they called it a place, but that's a really shitty.
Yeah.
Like if you had to assign percentages.
Sitting in your car is a place, you know, the front seat of your car is a place.
Right.
But that's not, you're not going to say, I don't know. It's also a thing. I guess a place could be a thing. Can't be a person, I guess.
But like a place, like the local coffee shop is a place.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it has to be a proper. Oh, I like this. Aaron has come on. I'm excited.
I just, I'm just here early.
Oh, damn it.
That's a sign that we should start now.
Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
I do think it's a thing.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing. It's okay. So if they said airport runway, is that a place or a thing?
I don't know.
I almost feel like that should be a location.
Yeah.
Which is a place.
Yeah, but it's different.
I know. I agree. This should be thing. I get it. And I'm just trying to work through the logic here of what they, you know, what their thought process was.
Okay, I don't know if he meant to do this, but Paul makes a good point. He says brick wall. That could be a place, but it's a thing.
That's a thing.
Right?
Right. There's a huge spider on the ceiling.
Oh, God.
Can you come get it?
All right.
Take care of that, goddamn. But be a man for once, will you, please? Jesus, we're witnessing history right here. This is amazing.
Please don't kill it like my husband would kill it, which is he is the worst spider killer ever.
What do you want him to do? Cup it and take it outside?
I want him to take a very heavy book and kill it. Not just slap it with a tissue. Slap it with a t-shirt or a piece of clothing and think it's just going to die like that. No, it's going to fall someplace on the floor and then crawl in my mouth.
Oh, okay. So you need a definitive kill. You need a big kill.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know if you guys heard, but he got him.
Okay.
How did he kill it, Aaron? With what?
No, he doesn't kill them. He puts them in a cup. He puts a paper plate over it, and he releases them in the backyard.
Oh, God.
No. So they can get bigger?
What?
So they could get bigger.
I don't know. This one was pretty big.
That one's going to crawl from your house, Aaron, to Janine's house and crawl into her mouth.
Or nose.
And it's all Frank's fault because he's got to be a goddamn humanitarian. See?
Now, is spider at Janine's house a thing or a place?
Right.
A spider in your mouth. Is that a place or is that a problem? I don't even know.
He closed the door a little bit.
Anyway, all right. Let me see here. Oh, before we wait for Frank to come back, the Discord is a problem.
He's on his way.
Couple of things here. Don't forget that the AOA show on 4/19 will be the 4/20 show. So Friday the 19th, we're doing the 4/20 show, but it will be for members only. So if you haven't joined the membership area, link in the description below, become a member so you can take part in the 4/20 show with us and have some fun. We'll all be part in the 4/20 activities to some degree. And we're going to have a lot of laughs. We got some great topics for it. It's a can't miss. You don't want to be on the outside looking in on this one. So join, become a member today. We also have the AOA Discord, which is such a problem. I'm just on the Discord all day long reading shit.
It's like, fun. I like that there's, I was against it at first. I was like, oh, we got there's so many different places to go in the Discord. But I like it because it's different topics and different things. Like there's Raven's Nest and
it's Raven's Cravens and Robin's Nest.
Robin's Nest. I'm sorry. Raven's Cravens, Robin's Nest, Bird's Word. It's all good stuff. And then you get the general and the off topic. It's good. So if you're on there, join in the fun.
Fucking Robin's Nest is like National Geographic. This guy,
it is.
He's taken. He's like, it's like if Seinfeld met National Geographic. Like he's hilarious, and he's taken these like beautiful nature pictures out of his yard. Yeah.
These things they should be in magazines. These magazines were still a thing.
Yeah,
they're awesome.
I could take a picture of my yard right now and you'll see a cooler that's been outside for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
That's nice too. Oh. I should have taken a picture of the spider.
You should have put it on Robin's Nest on the Discord. That would have been perfect.
He was a big one. I'm not going to lie. He was a big guy.
Yeah. But I'm loving it. Everybody, like for instance, I know that 10:30 this morning, Bird broke open a Monster Energy drink because I'm on Raven's Cravens.
Damn straight.
Raven had quite the bacon, egg, and cheese with a Tim Hortons coffee.
All the fun's in there. J-Sabs, are you in there? Are you in the Discord?
No, I'm not. I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
It's an app. It's just get in the app. It's called Discord. It's just another social media app.
Yes, if somebody could put a link in the chat, because I learned that if you put a link in the description that we have, it's like it's expired already. We got to figure out how to fix that. There's apparently some way to do it where you don't have links that expire. Why do we need expiring links? I'll never know in my entire life. But
yeah, we're running out of room for these links.
Yeah, we have endless internet. Let's just have lots of links that last forever. I don't understand it. So anyway, so that's the Discord. The Discord's been very fun. It's like the show continues during the course of the day, and but it's better because they're hosting and not us. It's funnier.
Yeah, we just respond and go, "That's awesome."
It's more enjoyable
because it is. It's all good stuff. And it's all positive. So,
yes. Come on in. Blind top five.
Let's blind top five it up, baby.
Aaron is here.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Aaron.
Happy Friday.
If everybody has a piece of paper and a pen, this one is going to have 8 spots.
And
the rules are, as you know, I'm going to give you a topic and then I'm going to give you certain answers. And you, the one you like the most, you put it number 1. The one you like the least, you put it number 8. And this is called $1 Million Board Game Challenge. And it's the idea that you get pitted against someone else in the world, you know, who speaks your language. And if you win the board game, you get $1 million. So I'm going to name board games. And if you like your odds against this other person, they're all one-on-one. Put it at number 1. And if you think you might lose to this other person, you put it at number 8 because $1 million are at stake. Hypothetical. Cool. All right.
I like it. Yeah. So it's basically how good are you? Do you think you'll win with this board game, no matter who the other person is?
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love it. Now, is it the board game of our choice?
No. I'm going to name board games.
Game of our choice. What kind of?
I don't even know how I would do that. But
yeah, how would that even be a thing?
What I'm going to do is name board games, and you tell me, yes, I would like that. I think I could win $1 million playing against a random person.
Got it.
And then number eight is, I don't think so. They're all one-on-one games. Cool?
Yeah, see, in my head, I thought, oh, it's Frank could pick his game, I could pick my game, and then you just name the people, and I see if I could beat them or not. But you're giving us a person and the game.
No,
I'm
no
not
person.
Giving you a person. I'm just saying against a random person, you know, that you think.
It's basically, if you think you're very good at the game, go one. If you think you're going to lose, go eight.
That's some better. Of these are strategies. Some of these are luck. Which one do you want in the top? Which one do you want in the bottom? You know what I mean?
Okay, so it's not who I'm playing. It's the game and whether I think I could win $1 million or not.
Yeah, it's like a game show. You don't know the person, but they're of, you know, they're just like you.
I like it.
Cool. All right. I hope you guys remember your childhood, because the first one is Candyland.
Candyland. I remember.
You pick cards and they advance you spaces, and then you, if you get to the end, if you get to the Candyland first, you win.
Okay.
Not
so,
a lot of strategy here. A lot of it's based on luck. What do you think?
It's luck of the draw of the cards. Now, I played this game when my niece was, I don't know, 5 years old. I played against her, and I think we played like 10 rounds of this game, and she beat me like 9 out of 10 rounds.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that's a problem with Candyland. The kids kick the shit out of the adults.
Yeah, because it's all a matter if you get that, I forget what it is, I think it's a lollipop or something, it jumps you to almost the end no matter where you are in the on the board. You pick, if you pull the lollipop, that's it, you're pretty much gonna win. And she pulled it every time. So I got it at 6.
I always pull a lot. Never mind.
There are 8 in this game.
There are 8. 1 through 8.
8 spaces, and none of them are card games. They are all board games.
Okay. I got, Candyland, I put at 6.
I don't know. I'm going to go over to JSABs. JSABs, where do you put Candyland?
3. I'm pretty good at it.
All right. Okay. Let's see. We got
Cuddles.
I put it at 5.
Oh, hey, Cuddles.
Hi.
Cuddles.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Frank. I'm going to put it at 7 because I'm more on Frank's side here. It's too. If a child can whip your ass, it's not an area I want to be in.
Not a lot of skill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bird, 4. Mercury, 3. TD Freelancer, 3. Miss Justice, 8. Never played it. Sarah,
does anybody hear this song playing, or is it just me?
No, I hear a song.
It's not my. It's not me.
No, it's not. I hear.
Were you playing a song?
I don't hear any music. That's. Are you okay?
Either. Do you smell toast?
It's like a low song, like a one that you would hear during a game,
Frank, you're not playing that.
I'm not playing anything.
You idiot. Anthony, take it off.
It's music you would play, you would hear during a game show?
Like, yeah, a game show.
While we're in the midst of a game show? Is that what you're saying? This is the new fucking, this is Frank May theme show music.
Thanks, Cuddles.
Sorry. I can't concentrate.
She said, take it off. It's annoying.
Sorry, I can't concentrate. I'm sorry.
Well, it's supposed to be intense. It's supposed to...
I can't even hear it.
I made it really low.
No, it was louder.
Yeah, well, I made it louder.
No, it was louder before we said anything.
All right.
I didn't hear a note of it.
I did.
Can you hear that now? All right, let's go to the audience. What's a... Is this a comfortable volume for the theme show game show music? Because I
mean nothing.
Okay, I feel like it's a comfortable level right now.
Yeah, it's fine.
Frank, this
you
is
turn
what
it off.
Like, this
fine.
Is what it's like being married to her. I want you to know that you pour your heart into something, and you go, "What do you think?" And she goes, "Eh, it's fine." How was that sex last night, babe? It's fine.
What? Why don't you go back and take a nap again, Anne? Was it not long enough on this afternoon's nap?
So oh, Candyland, huh?
Nice nap.
All right, honestly, Annie can't hear it. But to be honest, she's all the way in Australia. There's not that's really.
True. Mercury doesn't hear it. Bees doesn't hear it.
Okay, all right. We've got some kinks to work out there with the thing. Because I feel like when it's here, it's far too loud. Can you guys hear it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
not talking to you. I'm talking to the audience. You guys heard it when it was at 6. When I put it up to 29, I'm pretty sure you could still hear it.
I hear nothing.
You still hear nothing?
Nothing.
All right, you might be in Australia.
You played it before the show, and I heard it fine. What did you change?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, my God. Nothing. I'm gonna maybe put down. Let Aaron finish.
Okay. All right.
Number two.
Okay, number two. Game is called Guess Who. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Where you have a card with a person, and then 30, and you have, and somebody else has a card with a person on it, and you have 30 people choice facing you, and you ask questions, and like, do you have glasses? And if they say yes, you put down all the people who don't have glasses, and try to guess who the other person has. Do you think you could win $1 million playing Guess Who?
Absolutely, because I was freaking good at this game. Number two for me.
The worst is I think there were like 5 women as your choices. So if you picked a woman and your first question was, is this a woman? Now I hear it.
Now you hear it?
Now I hear it.
I think you just pressed. Captain Janine would like this game.
Yeah, so I put Guess Who at number 3.
I put it at 3.
Janine?
2.
Oh, 2. Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Where'd you put it?
Yeah, I'm going to put it at 2. I'm going with Janine. I feel pretty confident in the Guess Who.
Yeah, if you said if you picked a female character as your Guess Who character, you're basically screwed because there was only 5 of them or something.
Oh, is that right?
Once you whittled out that it was a female, you were done. They should have made it 50-50.
Right.
All right. Lots of confidence in the chat. 4s, 2s, 3s coming in. Right. Everybody thinks they're a detective, though. That's the problem. Ooh. I think I'm good at this, but I would probably get my ass whooped. Who are we playing against? That's the question.
Doesn't matter. Anybody.
It's like a game show when you just get matched against somebody.
That's true. Your opponent's always random when you're on a game show.
All right. What did you put it at, Frank? 3?
3.
Do you think you could beat Janine at this game?
Hell yeah. Let's go, Janine. Let's throw down.
I don't think so. Remember my detective work? We just spoke about this.
Yeah, but I think I could kick your ass and Guess Who.
I have to tell you something. If we ever did a live show on location, I think we have a main event now. Frank versus Jay Sams in a Guess Who battle.
Does anybody have the game Guess Who?
I'm sure we can get it.
Okay.
I'm sure my kids have asked for it at some point.
All right.
Then it's definitely missing pieces.
Okay. All right, Aaron, we're ready for number 3.
Okay, the next one is Battleship. Does anybody know how to play Battleship?
Yeah, I don't know how to play. Our son is awesome at that game.
I fucking love Battleship so much.
Battleships? Yeah, Anthony, I'm sure you're good at that one.
I could battle shit anybody out of here.
That's going to be number 8 for me.
You sunk my battleship.
8?
Yeah, I'm not good at that game. Plus, I hate it.
That's funny. I'm not good at that game either.
Me neither.
It's a hard... Can I tell you something? The music is making me too nervous. I think it might be too intense.
Should I lighten it up? I'll write you something different.
I feel like somebody's like I have this fierce anxiety now.
Well, that's the game. We're trying to ratchet it up here.
I know it's good. I don't know if I can handle it though. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. All right, Battleship. It's hard to play Battleship.
It's not that. Why? What do you mean?
I just keep hearing battle shits, so.
Well, it's G2. Hit. G7. Miss. You know, it's not that hard to play it. You just got to make sure you get the right air. Once you get, you know, you don't want to waste a turn. Once you hit, you want to make sure you go the right direction to get the whole ship.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to put battleship at A3.
Battleship. I got battleship at A3. Battleship at, I got number four.
Number four. Miss. Cuddles?
Six.
And Janine, you put it high, right?
Eight. Come on. Eight. That ain't me.
I can't wait for it. What was the, I hope what's it called's on here. What's the one where you shot BBs at each other?
Did what?
Crossfire?
Crossfire. That was a great one. Sorry if I took an answer.
I've got one. I'm saving my one for my favorite game ever. I don't know if it's going to make the cut.
All right.
All right, Aaron, we got three down, five to go.
Okay, the next one is Connect Four.
Three in a row. You want to play
Connect Four, there's a grid. You have black pieces versus red pieces, and you try to connect four of your pieces in a row, either horizontally, vertically, or diagonally.
See, now I can't hear Aaron when the music. Can you hear the music?
The next four is going to be my number six.
But I can hear it.
I can't hear Aaron when the music is playing.
I heard Aaron and the music.
Hurry up, Anthony. I'm losing interest.
Okay. We got some kinks to work out here.
All right. I got Connect Four at two because I think I'm pretty good at that.
Me too. I put it at two. I love that game.
Yeah.
Connect Four.
Three in a row. Go for one more. Go for it. Boom, 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 boom. Connect four.
It's a good theme song.
How did he?
Very catchy.
I'm going to put Connect Four at number four because that's what.
Connect number four.
That's what.
It's just logical.
It's what good podcast hosts do.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So, right now I have 1, 5, 7, and 8 available here.
Okay, apologies. The next one is just a little bit too much like number one. I'm sorry, but the rest are pretty different. This one is Chutes and Ladders, where you move up ladders and move down chutes. Sorry, it's kind of like Candyland. This is the last one that's kind of like something else. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
I hate Chutes and Ladders. I hate Candyland, too.
Yeah, me too.
Seven.
Yeah, I got seven as well. Because I think again, that's another one that it doesn't require too much skill. It's just a luck of the draw kind of a thing.
I'm putting Shits and Ladders at number eight. See what I did?
And what about Battleships?
Still at number three. Cuddles, you put it also at seven.
Yes.
J-Sabs.
Seven, because I don't even remember this at all.
Okay. All right. And we are down to just
Snakes and Ladders in the UK. That's interesting.
Oh.
And that's like, fuck the UK and all that. We got different things here.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Hey. Special.
Sorry.
And leading our life into says, that,
the next one.
Metric system. Talking? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well, Bees Are Life says it's Snakes and Ladders in New Zealand, too.
Don't they spell color in the UK with a U?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, fuck like those favor. People. I can't. I got no time for you guys.
And blue is spelled. Isn't blue spelled different there, too?
Blue?
No.
No, not talking about. Am I thinking? No, wait. What am bleu? I thinking? It's a
French?
It's a color. No, it's a color.
They spell blue B-L-O-O.
Oh, my God. That is not correct. Okay.
Oh, well, so next
up.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry, Aaron. We spell color with a U here, too. As Bees Are Life, where are you? Canada?
That's New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand? Canada does it, too, I think. So see, this is what I'm talking about. You let one of them get away with it, Frank. Next thing you know, the whole world is spelling shit incorrectly, you know?
I don't know what to tell you.
Speaking of spelling shit incorrectly, Shoots is not spelled S-H-O-O-T-S. I wasn't going to say anything, but...
It is here in America.
Damn it. You know, when
it's C-H-U-T-E-S.
C? Who puts a C in there?
Wait, it's spelled, what, how is it spelled?
Wait, I think it's spelled C-H-U-T-E-S.
C-H? There's no S in the beginning?
No, S. No.
Oh, like a shoot. Yeah, yeah. That, like a that, shoot. Right.
Yeah, no, I totally.
What did Frank put? You put shoots?
I put shoots as S-H-O-O-T-S. All right. To be fair, this one misspells
everything.
Something wrong in every podcast. I get one wrong. And I didn't even spell a word wrong. I just used the wrong version of the word. Because I'm an idiot.
It's okay, buddy. There's nothing wrong with that. T H I.
No, no. Oh,
you're killing me. You're killing me. The game is over.
Oh no.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. Everybody ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Yeah. Oh wait. Not only did Frank. I'm sorry.
No,
oh,
here we go. Here we go.
Anthony, my alarm just went off for bedtime. Let's go.
Not only did Frank not. I spelled it wrong. Look on the bottom. Making fun of you, I did it too.
You jerk.
What an asshole. Okay. All right, now we're ready.
Oh, good. The next one is sorry. Now, in sorry, you each pick a color and you move around the board, but if you knock into another player, you move them back to the beginning. You have four pieces. You have to go around the board, and the first piece person to get all four of their same colored pieces around the board wins. It's not as easy as you think, because if somebody collides with you, one of your pieces goes back to the start. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like it.
You're an idiot.
Me?
I think it's S-A-R-I. No, Anthony.
Sorry.
He spelled it S-A-R-Y on the board.
Oh, boy.
And I put it at 5. I have 1 and 8 open, as usual.
I put it at 4, and I have 1 and 8 open, too.
I'm putting it at number 6.
In Canada, is it called apologies?
Mine is number 4.
Mm. Yeah, it's way more polite in Canada, this game.
All right, I put it at number 6. I have 1 and 5 left, Frank.
1 and 8. As per usual.
Cuddles?
1 and 8.
Look at you and Cuddles playing the same game. JSABs?
We are. We know. It's about to come.
Number 4.
I'm waiting for my
Janine, you have to have another one open.
I have them too.
What do you mean?
Okay.
She said 1 and 4, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. 1 and 5.
Oh, 1 and 5.
Okay. Okay. The same as
Oh, Mercury says 1 and 5.
Mercury.
Okay.
And DJ Shenanigan as well.
Cuddles, what's the game we've been playing with the kids? Was that sorry?
No. Oh man, what's the name of that? It's really good. The kids like it.
I think it's sorry. Isn't sorry with like the?
No, I've played sorry with.
Is it trouble with the pop up thing in the middle?
No.
No, that's a fucking
fun
game.
You have to like slide.
Oh, my back.
And whoever has the most points win. You slide it onto a thing, and if it lands on like the ring that's 4, you get 4 points, and you have 3. And you knock off other people.
I think it's a new version of sorry, where it's like there's a board in the middle and everybody has like a little runway in front of them. And then you take the sorry piece and you slide it. It's as a ball underneath, and you slide it onto the middle board, and you can knock each other off, and you're trying to score points and everything. And there's like, it's a new game. It's fucking, we've been playing with the kids like every weekend. It's fun as shit.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really good. I think it's a version of Sorry.
It sounds like Marbles, only a board game version. You gotta, or like curling. You have to not get close to the center and not.
It's kind of.
Out.
It's kind of like curling, except if not in one lane, but 4 feeding into the middle. Kind of, yeah.
That should be how curling goes.
Yeah, that should be how curling goes.
All right, 2 left. Here we go.
Okay, Aaron, we're
just
ready.
Just a side note, Janine, don't kill me. When I was looking up board games for this, just to see if there were any that I missed, there were 2 that I thought were really weird. One was Kenny G's Getting Sexy With It, and another one that was...
Okay, well, we have to play that.
I was going
to
say, how do we not get that and play it?
And I think the second one was Don't Kill Grandma, which I thought was a little too dark, but...
Oh my God.
Neither of those are the last 2, you'll be happy to know. And number 7 is Trivial Pursuit, where... You have six pie pieces. You go around the board. You try to beat the other person and get the six pieces. The six pieces reflect different categories. I don't know them, but they are different categories. And that is a little bit more skill-based. How are you doing with that one?
Okay. Trivial Pursuit. Now,
you have to answer questions, right?
Yeah.
You have to answer questions and try to get your all six pieces of the pie.
Yeah, moops or moors.
I'd love to see how you're spelling this one.
I think I got Trivia Pursuit right.
Okay, I guess pursue I'm going to do that for number five. Trivial Pursuit.
Spell I put correct. It at eight. Because this... Yeah, whenever I play Trivial Pursuit, the questions are always so... Like, not even close to anything that I... Not that I'm not familiar with, but... They're very obscure, in my opinion. Or they're like, I feel like we've always played Trivia Pursuit theme games, and it's like, you know, something ridiculous that I have no idea what they're talking about. But I don't know. I think out of all of these, I don't think I would do as well.
So you put that at eight?
I put it at eight. I couldn't put it as, if I could put it in the middle somewhere, I would, but I only had one and eight, and I don't think it would be one.
See, I have to say that Janine and I have played this better than you and Cuddles, because Chutes and Ladders in Candyland is a lot hard. Like, that's a lot more up to chance. At least there's some skill you can control in Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, but what if you run into, like, you know, you're playing against the genius, then you're screwed.
Mm.
With Candyland, it doesn't matter who you're playing against. It's all luck.
All right, I'm going to put it at five. Janine, where'd you put it?
Five.
Five as well, yeah. Trivial Pursuit seems like the kind of game that is made for like an online version where the questions can be updated. Whereas I feel like when most of us played Trivial Pursuit, we were playing with a game that was like 23 years old. You know what I mean?
Right, that's true. Yeah, they're always weird, obscure. Like, you know, on what block did Andy Warhol live? It's like, what? I don't know.
Right.
You know, it was something weird.
It was something your parents probably fucking might have known, because the game was fucking 20 years old.
So I think Mercury's right. We're going to get Erend now. I'm waiting for a board game to come that I don't know if it's going to get mentioned, but I'm hoping it will. And that would be a good number one for me.
Me too, because I feel like the most popular board game is one that I'm really good at. And if it's not named now, I'm going to throw a tantrum.
Oh, good.
It's not going to be named now.
Also, I find it funny that, Erend, you named the two that you didn't include, which thank you for giving us Kenny G's, what was it, Sax It Up?
Yeah, it was like getting sexy with it.
Yeah, I can't wait to try and buy that on eBay
what
right
the
now.
Hell? What could be the point of that game?
It's going to be fucking great. But Frank, answer this question honestly. How many board games do you think exist in the world?
Why wouldn't I answer that honestly?
I'm going to get trouble from my roommate. If you don't,
why would I lie
Erend,
about this?
Give us the last one.
I think I would say got to be a couple thou. In the whole world, I'd say, I don't know, 5,000, 10,000. I have no idea.
Popular ones.
Very popular. Like, you're talking top of the, you know, I'd say 200.
That's exactly what I was going to say, 200.
Yeah, I think
Frank,
so.
I don't think you're being honest with him.
I am lying about that. That is something I would lie about.
No, I know you're being honest because it's the number I thought of. Anything else, I would have said you're fucking lying.
Okay.
That's got to be difficult to get it from 200 to 8.
Yeah, I agree. So it could be anything, this last one.
Okay, just a caveat. I didn't pick Monopoly. I didn't pick Risk, and I didn't pick Clue, because those are very hard to play against one-on-one on people, I feel. And I didn't pick the Game of Life. I decided for everyone to get physical with a stranger and play Twister.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Oh, we all got Erend.
Number one. I had to put it at number one now.
We fucking got, I got Erend.
Hold on. Is Naked Twister in there?
I mean...
Good question, Janine. Erend?
Clothing is whatever you choose it to be.
Okay.
No, tell her no. I want a ruling.
I don't know. I mean, if Janine shows up naked, what am I going to do? Put clothes on?
Yeah, put something over. All right, Frank's got Twister at number one. Oh, you got.
I think I could rock a Twister. I'd be all right.
Come on, you're old. We're all old.
I am old.
We're five of us play Twister. Four of us are dealing with a serious ailment the next day. We're old.
That's true. Yeah, I'd probably move Twister down. I'm only basing it on the fact that I was a goalie and I could a little better than, I don't know, maybe not. To be fair, I haven't played in a long time. So, yeah, I think you're right. Plus, I had back surgery 15 great. Years ago.
You'd be great.
Yeah, you had. Thank you. That's a good point. You had back surgery. You would be terrible at this.
Well, the back surgery helped. If I didn't have back surgery, I'd probably be terrible.
All right, let me ask your loved one. Aaron, would you like him mortgaging the future on a game of Twister?
I think he'd be great.
Ah, thank you. You just got Aaron. See, the game I was thinking, I was hoping would be mentioned as my number one would have been chess.
Oh, yeah.
Chess, I'd rock. I love to play chess.
All right, we don't have time for this at this stage in the game, but... I don't think chess is a board game.
It definitely is. It's a game you play on a board.
What were you hoping for, Anthony? Operation? Was it Operation?
Oh, fuck. Operation would have been... I forgot about Operation. That would have been killer. No, but that gives me anxiety. Operation was a child's introduction to anxiety.
Oh, it definitely was.
So, hey, everybody.
When you got shocked, it was the worst. It didn't hurt or anything, but it was like, oh, God. It was a panic-inducing noise.
Before that, we only knew happiness, sadness. Maybe we knew scared, but anxiety we did not know. That's a little like, hey, everybody, here's a new feeling for you. What's that movie where they have emotions, anger, and all that?
Inside Out.
Inside Out. That's when all of a sudden fucking anxiety walks into the door as soon as Operation comes out.
Did you see there was this comedian? He goes, you ever take a look at that opera? I don't know who the comedian was. I can't remember. I'd love to credit them, but they said, oh, you ever take a look at that board? That guy's awake. His eyes are open during this operation.
That's funny.
That's fucked up. I forgot who said it. I wish I knew the comedian.
That's true. He is awake, and everything is not where it should be. Although the breadbasket was always hilarious to me.
Yeah, everything was, you got, what was it? The breadbasket, you got butterflies in the stomach. Wrenched ankle. There was a bunch of
the wrenched ankle.
Charlie Horse, I think, was one of them.
Charlie Horse, that's right.
And I feel like there was a heart in there too, right? A broken heart.
Yeah. Poor guy couldn't find love, you know.
It's funny when my brother, a long time ago, my brother was in the hospital for something, and I went there, and I went to the gift shop, and they had all these pens with little games on them. Mm-hmm. And they had Operation as a pen. Like it was a regular pen, and then on the pen was like the guy, and it had these little pieces on strings, and the top, you took the top of the pen off and you could play Operation on the pen, and it had, I don't know, five or six pieces that you had to get out. It would buzz. It was so cool. I think I still have it somewhere.
That's amazing.
It was really cool.
On a fucking pen? Jesus. But yeah, getting back to it, I don't really feel that chess is a board game. Like Monopoly is a board game, Operation's a board game.
Let me ask you this: is checkers a board game?
Like for instance, is cards a board game? No.
Is cards?
Cards.
Oh, cards.
No.
No.
I feel like cards, chess, checkers. These are slightly different than Trivial Pursuit and.
Chess and checkers are board games. Cards is not a board game.
Well, here's what's weird. You consider Battleship a board game. There's no board.
Sure is.
There's
what are you
two,
putting the things in?
There's two things. That's not a board.
They're not called things. It's a board.
Somebody said they want a statement. Twister a board game? If it isn't, I'm sorry. I just figured if Connect 4 can be a board game.
Twister is considered a board game. I would consider Twister a board game. But again, oh well, there is a board, the thing you flick, which
That's the twisty thing,
all have stronger we've evolved our nails from that.
That's true. That thing and if you didn't move your finger in time, it would hit the back of the other side of your hand.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
But Aaron, this was a great list. We love these. Great job. But yeah. I definitely think chess is a board game. I don't know why you're saying it's not. It's a game you play on a board. You have to open a board to play it.
You're right. There is zero logic to. I cannot back it up with evidence or fact.
Okay.
But it
as
just,
long as you know that.
Yeah. No, I'm aware. It just doesn't feel like a board game to me. When I think a board game, Connect Four was on this list, right?
Yeah.
I consider that a board game. There's no board, really.
I consider chess. I don't know. I feel like if Connect Four is a board game, then chess is definitely a board game.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know. There's something to chess.
And I feel like if you went to like the App Store or whatever, and you looked under board games, chess would be there.
Oh, I think all these games are under board games, you know?
Well, they're. Well, no, then there's casino games like cards, poker. That wouldn't be under board game. That's probably under a casino or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know why. It just doesn't feel like a board game to me.
Remember Mousetrap?
Fucking
Frank loves Mousetrap.
I never actually played it. I had all the parts to it, and I would try to put it together, and then by the time I was done putting it together, nobody wanted to play it. I was like, all right, this was great. I would set the Mousetrap off and go to bed. I don't know.
We should fucking play Mousetrap because I never got to play either.
Yeah. It was because the whole thing was putting it together and it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah. And then wasn't there something that once you played it once, like that was really it? Like, or you could play it again, but it was hard to.
I really never got into it as much. We had it and we set it up a few times and I never got into. I don't even remember how you win. Same, yeah. That's
it's a whole generation. I think I feel like we should all be playing adult Mousetrap.
I feel like it's a game that never got the attention it probably should have. It was probably a good game. You know, the commercial made it look fun.
Oh man, it looked fun as shit.
But I never fully played it because nobody. Again, we can never set it up, and once we did, it was like I don't even want to. And now what? Now I got to play this thing?
No. Mm.
No good.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to figure out why I don't think chess is a board game, and I'm coming up with nothing.
Yeah, that's because it is. Let's try to time to abandon ship on that one.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for letting me do this again.
Thank you, Aaron.
Great good job, list. Aaron.
I don't know. I don't know about the music was maybe too. We got to. I don't know.
I'll tweak it. I'll see. Maybe it was a little too. Not backgroundy enough. I think it was too
much. You think
there might be too much going on in the song, in the music, that it's too intrusive. Maybe. So maybe I'll work on it a little bit.
Yeah, but not even aside from the actual track. I don't know if we can get the volume down right.
Yeah, that's true too. But
everybody seems to be hearing it at different volumes.
Oh yeah, that's something we got to work on. But I think once we get it to something that's tolerable. In terms of not intrusive, it's got a lot going on in the music.
Yeah.
Once we get that to a acceptable level, we'll be all right.
I think everybody was a little angry during BT5 tonight. I think the tension of the pending World War III maybe is getting on everybody's.
Could that have been it? It wasn't the Wheel of Fortune controversy.
Maybe. I don't know. We are passionate about that Wheel of Fortune, though, aren't we?
Depends on your mood, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Appreciate Aaron, of course. Get Oval. That's the book that she wrote. Not only does she come in here week in and week out and write an amazing blind top five for us, but and Last Person Standing and Put a Finger Down, all the great games that she creates. She wrote a phenomenal book, and it's in the Amazon store. Link in the description below for this episode. Go pick it up. I'm going to put something fun in the members only area over the weekend, something fun. Ooh. I got to do. That I'm not going to tell anybody about. You're going to have to check it out in the members only area.
Interesting.
Show me potato salad.
We will see you guys next week.
Maybe we should go now.
Go ahead.